Councillor Melinda Hofstede had the issue added onto the council agenda Monday night, and she handed out a copy of a letter from fellow Councillor Bob Nilsson's attorney to the city's attorney.
You actually received this letter, I believe, a couple of council meetings ago. It's a letter from Councillor Bob Nilsson's legal counsel to Paul Dillon, our city attorney. And this is regarding the legal issues between two members of our management staff and Councillor Nilsson. And I have concerns about our city attorney representing our city manager and harbor master in their personal legal issues with Councillor Nilsson. And as you can see in that letter from Councillor Nielsen's legal counsel to our city attorney, in paragraph one, it says that Bob has no intention whatsoever of filing against the city of Petersburg. And in the last paragraph, it says that if there was a dispute, a legal dispute, if it came to a legal suit, that such a dispute would be between individuals.
In the letter dated March 23rd, Nilsson's attorney writes that the city has no duty to defend City Manager Rich Underkoffler or Harbor Master Jim Stromdahl in a case involving the allegations of surveillance of Nilsson's home. Nilsson has complained that city employees were photographing other council members gathering at his home in an effort to prove a violation of the state's Open Meetings Act. In an earlier letter dated February 25th and published in the newspaper, Nilsson's attorney specifically asked the city's attorney to respond in writing about the allegations. It says, quote, "Please let me know in writing whether these activities will be halted. If not, then I suggest the city might want to reserve some funds that otherwise would be better spent on essential city needs for needless legal expense." The two attorneys have had phone conversations about the issue. The city has no written response on file from its attorney and has not received any charges yet for the time spent on the complaint. At a meeting last month, the council decided against having employees testify under oath in open session about the allegations, saying it was a private matter between Nilsson and the two employees. Monday night, Hofstede sought to make a motion on the city attorney's involvement in the matter.
And I'm going to do this in the positive, as Don Keenings had asked us to do. He pointed out that we have to make motions in the positive. So I'm going to make a motion in the positive, which is going to say that I move to allow the city attorney to continue to represent Richard Underkoffler and Jim Stromdahl in their private legal issues with Councillor Bob Nilsson.
That motion prompted this response from City Manager Underkoffler.
Let me ask you to table this until the next meeting so you can hear from my attorney.
I think that's probably a good suggestion.
I don't want to table this, and I'm the maker of the motion.
The motion then sparked a long discussion. Here's Mayor Al Dwyer talking about what he called a hypothetical situation.
If, just a hypothetical, if Bob were to sue him because he did not fire or reprimand the harbor master for something that the harbor master may have done while he was working for the city, then and he doesn't reprimand the guy because he can't find evidence that the guy did it, then he would be, Bob theoretically would sue him because he doesn't want the city to get sued by the harbor master for improperly reprimanding an employee who we have no evidence has done this thing. So we would have to protect him because he's doing his job. And as far as the harbor master is concerned, and until such time as there's an investigation to find out the facts in the case, we've got to either, you know, we've got to wait for an investigation to get through to decide whether or not our attorney would be involved, Paul Dillon would be involved. Now, they probably, if there is a lawsuit, they'll probably get their own attorneys and not use the city's. But if he is sued because of actions he will not perform as a city manager, like reprimanding an employee, then he's being sued because of his position. And we would have to protect him, and the city would be involved in the lawsuit.
Councillor Lee Corio continued the discussion.
The only problem with the hypothetical is that the letter we received from Mr. Nilsson's lawyer didn't say anything about suing for that cause, but rather for the cause of actions that that in the opinion of that attorney were illegal actions, and that the city manager would not be indemnified under the condition of having performed illegal actions, not the legal action of refusing to reprimand, which would be a legal action. So it really is, from my position, continuing on with a policy that we made here at this council last time or the time before, for the city council not to get involved in private affairs, and that the private parties need to work that out however they need to.
For his part, Councillor Nilsson said the idea of public testimony came from a discussion between his attorney and the city's.
I called my attorney up and I asked him about that. And he said that he talked to Paul Dillon, and he says that's one of the suggestions he gave to Paul Dillon, and he also said that he could not do anything without my consent, and I sure as heck wouldn't consent to something like that.
I didn't think you would.
No.
No. Said it wasn't you. It was your attorney.
Well, it was a discussion between the two of them.
Nilsson asked that he be excused from the vote because of a conflict of interest. That request was granted, and he sat out the vote. Councillor Mark Jensen said he had a problem with voting on the motion. Here he is speaking with the mayor.
You know, if we vote it down or up, if we vote in positive of the way the motion was made to keep our city attorney representing Rich Underkoffler, and our harbor master, then in a sense we're making a decision that it took place at work versus a private. Do I make any sense?
Well, it has. You know,
so it bothers me.
It's a darn good point because we haven't proved anything.
Meanwhile, City Manager Underkoffler warned against voting on the issue as well.
Quite honestly, I have a conflict of interest, as Bob does, but you are digging yourself into a big, big hole, and I suggest you just withdraw your motions and don't do anything unless Bob elects to litigate against Jim and I. And then you can make a decision about what the cause of action is.
Based on advice from our attorneys. I think that's
there
a good...
There is no based on advice from your attorneys.
I,
where is the advice from the attorney?
Until suit is filed.
Well, it hasn't got to the point. I mean, we hasn't...
How much, Mr. Mayor, how much money do you think has been spent on this by our city attorney so far?
God only knows.
Well, I know. I know how much money the city attorney spends on this kind of stuff. Believe me, I know.
You know, Melinda, we have to protect the city manager if he's performing work within his scope.
Mr. Mayor.
And duties.
Mr. Mayor.
I mean, that's
I agree, and I do not agree that these allegations are within the scope of anybody's job description.
Did you do an investigation?
The allegations are not. You find me anywhere in this. I have his contract. Do you want to see it?
No, I've seen it.
Okay, because it's not in here.
Underkoffler left the meeting before the discussion was over, and Councillor Jensen sought again to avoid the vote.
What happens if you don't want to vote? I know you have.
If you don't want to, you can't not want to vote unless you're excused.
Well, you can
conflict
abstain.
Conflict of interest.
No, you can't abstain.
Can't abstain.
It's not
no.
in our,
no,
our charter.
Does
not
like
allow
it.
Abstention.
Well, I don't like being forced into something I do not think is right.
Well, vote no or vote yes.
I don't want to take either action.
Well, leave.
Melinda, would you stop conversing with the council member, please?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
You're not excused.
Hofstede pushed to have a vote on her motion and voted against it. So did Lee Corio and Sarah Stoner. Councillors Ed Sarf and Mark Jensen voted along with Mayor Dwyer for the motion. It failed by a 3-3 vote. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.